The Brady Report for HHG Legal Group, the law firm with the service guarantee.
It is 8-5. Ender Brady, good afternoon.
Hey, Ollie, good to speak to you again.
Did you find the whale?
Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah, so it wasn't very hard, actually, in the end. But it took me a bit of time. But, yeah, it's still there, out in the River Thames, between Tilbury on one side of the bank and Gravesend on the other. He's fit, healthy, swimming strongly. And the expert view is that he's just hoovering up some fish, having a bit of a feed. And hopefully he will make his way out into the sea and get back to Greenland or Norway or wherever he should be. But he most definitely shouldn't be in the River Thames in Kent, Essex borders, that's for sure.
He shouldn't be. There is an update on the Russian Salisbury poisoning.
Well, this is fascinating now because we've got one name, which is a real name for one of the two suspects. Remember a couple of weeks ago we were presented with passport pictures and the names that were on those Russian passports when these two guys came to the UK in March. Turns out Ruslan Boshirov is actually Anatoly Chepiga. He is a colonel in Russian military intelligence. He has been decorated by Vladimir Putin. He is a hero of the Russian Federation. 17 years service in the Russian military in places like Chechnya and Ukraine. And this guy was very high up the ranking order. And we're hearing now that in the next couple of hours, the website, an investigative journalistic website that exposed this guy's real identity, they're making tracks on identifying the other guy, who he is, Alexander Petrov. I'm told it's a name so common in Russian that it'd be like saying you're looking for an Irishman called Paddy Murphy. good luck finding him. So we'll find out soon who Petrov is. So it's all coming together, and it just makes it even more laughable that these two went on TV and said that they were humble tourists and that everywhere in Britain, everywhere in Europe and the rest of the world they could have gone on holidays, they wanted to see the cathedral in Salisbury. I know, you couldn't make it up.
No, you couldn't make it up. It's high on my hit list of sites to go and see, the cathedral in Salisbury. I must make sure I do it next time I'm over your side of the world. Hey, Ender, what have police done regarding tattoos?
This is interesting. The Metropolitan Police need 2,000 more new recruits, and the Commissioner, Cressida Dick, she has taken the view that a lot of young people nowadays, they reckon 1 in 5 young British people, 18 to 30, have a tattoo. 1 in 5. And the Metropolitan Police have always banned recruits. You're not allowed to get into the police if you have a visible, prominent tattoo. So the Metropolitan Police have taken the view that there's a big pool of talent, male and female, between the ages of 18 and 30. And really, it's a cutting off their noses to spite their face, really, by banning people with a tattoo from joining the police. So they're going to ease that restriction. Face tattoos, neck tattoos, anything racist or derogatory will absolutely not be tolerated. But if it's just a simple kind of design that someone's got on their arm, not a problem from now on. You can join the police.
All right, that is interesting developments. Ender Brady, we will leave it there and we will catch up with you tomorrow live from Melbourne.
Bring it on. Go those Eagles.
Go those Eagles indeed. Ender Brady on the line from the UK.